Frank. Welcome to Tifosi Talk. I'm your host, Carlo.
Mike.
Frank.
Mauro.
Okay. Yeah. Speak.
No, you don't have to call my son.
No. Japan.
Yeah, that's where
nice race. You guys like it?
Yeah.
It was okay.
It was okay.
Did you like it or not?
Yeah, I liked it.
Okay. Ferrari didn't do too well.
Well, it's all right.
Well, they knew I got it third two weeks ago. Not last week.
Okay, yeah, you didn't call anything.
You weren't there. You weren't here.
Yeah, but I said third and fourth.
You were nothing.
You third and fourth from
this one too.
Hey, I said fourth and sixth.
No, you didn't.
I said third.
You said first and third or something like that.
First and second.
Nobody
first
said fourth and second.
I think fourth. And I said third and fourth.
Fifth and sixth. I think Max said it was fifth and sixth.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
Max.
Right? Yeah, Max said it was fifth and sixth. Yeah. Anyway.
Are you sure I said first and third?
Whatever.
You said first and second.
First and second.
You said first and second.
Yeah. No, I said Sainz first and Leclerc fourth or third or whatever.
Anyways, whatever.
Yeah.
The thing is,
who cares?
That it wasn't that good of a race, like everybody says.
For who?
For Ferrari.
Okay.
Yeah. We're talking about for Ferrari.
Yeah, but
what I want to say is one thing. Sainz goes in because they were all scared of the undercut, okay, from Hamilton. All
right, fine. And it's true.
Why was it true?
What do you mean, why was it true?
Why? I mean, he is playing good. You brought him in when you brought him in. He changed the tire. He has fresher tire than Hamilton. And yet, he's still 1 second, 2 seconds, even he should have taken Hamilton. I don't know why he was waiting. He has better tires. He about three, four laps fresher tires.
Doesn't make a big difference.
It makes
laps.
A big difference. Not that it doesn't.
No, where it made.
I think
they sacrificed them. They sacrificed the.
For what?
For Leclerc.
What did Leclerc do? He ended up fourth. I mean, he had better
that was
tires.
The sacrifice.
And, but Leclerc was finding Russell. He was fighting Hamilton.
Yeah, but in reality, he wasn't actually fighting anybody. They had sacrificed him because they wanted Leclerc to
finish ahead of him. So this is why they were afraid for the undercut that Hamilton was on. He's not racing anybody then. So why were you afraid of
him? No, he was racing Hamilton. And maybe if he had a couple of more laps before, he would have passed because Ferrari is faster than Mercedes. But I don't think because of 3-4 laps he's way slower than the thing. I know that Hamilton had to push his car, and he did. And with the Sainz was lucky because Russell held up a thing.
Hamilton.
This is
your buddy. Yeah. This is your buddy. So yeah, Joey's gonna be here. So we'll go. Okay, Joey, introduce yourself.
Yeah, it's Joey Cascione in the house. Of course, I had to patently be late.
Like
for
usually.
Obvious reasons.
Yes. Yeah.
And wait, before I go,
Mike,
give me a number between 1 and 20.
5.
Okay, now I'm gonna play a 649 with us.
5. You?
4.
Nice. You?
7.
7. Nice. You?
12.
Ooh, that's a good number. You?
72.
20. What time is it now?
Yeah, whatever. Come on.
3:30.
You have something to say? Hurry up and say it.
Are we already in the middle of this or?
Yes, yeah. We're like 10 minutes in.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Just take your Google 20
minutes.
Highlights.
Yeah. 2 or 3 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, well,
it's not a good one.
What are you going to go through?
Hey. Okay. So, Ferrari, I find that in this race, they did carry the momentum from Monza and Singapore. I know that we're going to say that, yeah, Sainz won first place, but in this one, he didn't. But at least to collectively, Ferrari made a lot of points in this one. Not that they're in second or third, I get that.
But they are. Why do you have to yell?
They're still in points.
They're in constructors.
In constructors, which it took this race to bring them higher to that third place.
No, they're getting closer to second.
Yes. Yeah. But it took this race for them to get closer to second.
Oh, okay. Every race
to get
closer. Yes, but who they're competing with? They're competing
Mercedes.
Yeah. So yes. Where did Mercedes land in this one?
Ahead of Ferrari.
No.
One of them.
One and one.
You done?
Jesus, are you gonna continue? Or?
Yeah, I'm trying to continue.
Yeah,
but
how about no airtime? You know, like hurry up.
Where is that Russell ended up? Where?
Seven.
No.
Russell got seven. Yeah, seven. Sainz got six. Hamilton fifth, and Leclerc got fourth. Oh. But Hamilton only got fifth because the team ordered Russell to give him that fifth place position.
No, he
got a team order.
He was way faster. What are you
Sainz
about?
Was gonna take both of them. He even said, "Yeah, play my game. I'll beat you both."
That's how a fresh retire. You should have done that.
He should have, but listen, he didn't. But Hamilton is way faster than Russell.
Yeah, what do you think brought Sainz into the game? Was because stupid Russell.
Yeah. Russell was slowing down Hamilton.
It was at lap 49 where Mercedes told Russell to give Hamilton.
And he did a lap and something more, Russell. Because he
didn't want to let him pass. And
something more.
Lap and a half.
That's but he didn't want to let him pass.
He didn't want to let him pass.
Okay. Is it me or the way Iceman over here said lap sounded like a lap dance at a strip joint?
It was. So
it sounded like that.
He didn't want to pass. So.
No, but that's what it was. He said he was only going to let him pass. I lost a lap.
Not only that. They wanted to do like what the Saints did to
him last race. To them last
race. But hold on, it was only him asked for that.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Who? He asked for it. What's his name?
Russell.
Russell. He asked for it. Let's do the same thing that Ferrari.
Yeah, because he could have.
He wasn't going to make it.
No,
he was way slower than
he already knew he was slow.
Russell said, I'm just going to let him exchange position on the last lap. When Hamilton heard that.
How did he hear him?
They were transmitted.
To who?
That a message was transmitted to Hamilton after.
Okay.
And he decided he passed him.
Yeah. But he did right.
Sure, he did right.
If he wouldn't do that, Sainz would have beat both of them.
He was still going to beat both of them. If he had two more laps, he was going to beat them.
Yeah. Do you think Hamilton was going to take some stupid driver?
Yeah, I know.
Number
decision? One driver
yeah.
of Mercedes.
Think they're regretting that move?
I would have.
Russell?
Me too. Yeah.
I think so.
Instead of Lando Norris.
Wow.
It's a big mistake.
Big mistake.
Well, it's easy to see that in retrospect because of the success that Norris is having.
Well, no, Norris
has been having a great success all the time, even with a shit car.
19 years old, isn't this guy amazing?
He's driving a shit car. It's been good the last
now
week,
these a couple of races. Yeah, before that, where was his car?
Who knows if the next race is going to be good?
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is what you're gambling on. Mercedes had to gamble on Russell instead of acquiring someone else after they lost.
They were.
with that famous race that he had, one from he William, won, he went there for one race and he performed well. Everybody said this is the great driver.
Was it only one race?
Yeah, one race.
Didn't have a
practice,
have
a
COVID
weekend
or something.
Yeah, he had Hamilton had
like
COVID
or something. No?
Yeah, that's why they give him the car.
So he had that famous thing. And well, me too. It called me also. You know, he's a con artist, the guy. But,
okay. But I never felt for I always said he was a shit.
I liked him when he was with the Williams.
Nah, because he was
he had who against him.
He didn't have the car.
Latifi was always last.
But Latifi as a driver.
When they had the accident with Bottas. Right away, I said this guy's another Grosjean. Because it was his fault, but everybody blamed it on Bottas. But it was his fault.
Low. Grosjean.
Yeah, why? He's not doing any better?
Well, he hasn't hit anybody.
No,
he almost killed the wall. He even hit the wall, Russell, last race.
Yes.
He almost knocked out Hamilton today, too.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Yeah.
If it wasn't for Hamilton to say, yeah, get out of my way, please.
He was going to knock him out.
He didn't even say please.
Yeah, he would burn him. Why?
I'm sure he was not
using that.
He must have been saying it.
But it was exciting to see Mercedes constantly battling each other out.
No, but
on the takeoff, on the first lap,
he's the one that complained. He said, oh, are we fighting each other or are we fighting other people?
Well, there's no other people in front of you. There's nobody in front of you. There's nobody in the back of you. So I guess.
Okay, enough of these two idiots. Next.
No, let's get back to what Russell did. He almost killed, what's his name, Wang Chongshu there.
In this
Wang Chongshu.
For Alpha. His name
A few months ago.
No, last year.
Okay.
I'm just saying, pointing out his bad driving.
Hamilton did it to Verstappen. He almost killed him too.
Yeah, but they're fighting for a championship.
Yeah.
What is it? What's Russell?
That's okay. You have to kill him. That's acceptable when you're going for a championship. It's acceptable.
No, but it was only once. What did he? Where else did he do?
Even Verstappen almost killed him.
On top of his car.
That was Verstappen. That was again for a championship.
Yes.
Okay, there's guys that don't like you.
Wasn't it
Russell? He has the whole field that doesn't like him because he's a dangerous driver.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's still employed. Okay, so there's something good about
him. Norris, I guess.
Is he good? He's employed.
Where's Hamilton and look at
even
Mick Russell.
Schumacher is employed.
Yeah, but he's not driving. He's not driving because he's not good. He's not in the starting lineup. If he was good, he would maintain his position.
Because he was smashing cars.
Mercedes.
And Sargent, the guy's been smashing cars too.
Yeah, he's out. No, next
Leclerc cost Ferrari $1.8 million.
Yeah, that's nothing.
I've crashed my cars. What are you talking about? Nothing.
That's nothing. It's nothing.
It's nothing.
Okay.
They don't even have any more pieces to put. Oh, William.
Who's this?
No, but he's right. It is nothing. If they're giving Leclerc supposedly $200 million contract, what's $1 million?
No, yeah, but $1 million for $1 million a thing. Look at Sargent. They scrapped seven times the car over there.
But, it's
like
put the average. The guys there that cost over $1 million, and Leclerc's in there, $1.8 million.
Yeah, so is
so he's
Saints,
not really
Saints
that good, is he? If he keeps on smacking.
The Saints is in there too.
No.
Yeah, he's in there.
Yeah, he's there.
He's
1.5.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
1.5.
Stay there. Also, going back to the initial points, I always like this track from Suzuka, Japan. This track very nice. You have 10 right turns, 8 left turns, high speed capacity, a lot of downhilling, so that gives them the opportunity to pass cars. I find that there's a lot of passing in this race. Monza is better.
Way better.
But this track in general, I sort of like. And also, to prove to what I was saying last week that you just, Carlo, didn't really understand and grasp, even Japan has the actual turf along the turns.
It does?
Yes, it does. Remember when you saw the first
Singapore,
practice?
It's not a turf. It's not asphalt turf because it's a road. It said tomorrow they take out the barriers and that's a road. How can you buy asphalt turf on a road? You know? Explain it to me. How are you going to get that to a final road? It's a road that tomorrow they take out the barriers. And
that's why you don't put real grass, because they could take out the AstroTurf and you're exposing the asphalt.
It's got nothing to do with it.
Not bad. It's just
anyways, soil whatever it is. What I was trying to get at before.
Yeah.
A guy that does damages of $1 million, and over $1 million.
Yes.
Okay. It's not a real good.
Yeah, but Mike, $1 million on these cars is nothing.
You say it's nothing.
No.
But they don't say it. Otherwise,
because
they
the front wing is $400,000.
But then they wouldn't put it on the thing if it was nothing like what people say.
No, it's because it hits the budget cap. That's why it's there.
That's hitting William. When Sergeant smashed this car, he said, we have minimal pieces now to re-put back this.
Yes.
And why? Because they smashed
he's
so
over,
many.
Yeah, he's over the budget.
So that's what happens. And if you have one that you say of $1.5 million, and he had one $1.8 million, that's already $3.5 million of material that you're losing, out. At one time, you're not going to have anything
left. But I don't think... Ferrari has that problem.
No, I'm not saying he has the problem. But if you're going like what William said, the guy said, we have enough pieces just to fix that car.
Haas had one Schumacher
not to crash the car.
Russian, and that if they were crash the car, they couldn't race. They're only going to
put one car.
Yeah, they don't.
And even so, they need spares to put on that car if you ever smashed it.
Yeah. Well, that's. Same thing with Aston Martin. That's what they did last race.
Yeah.
They didn't take out, what's his name? Stroll.
They didn't make him race.
They didn't make him qualify anymore because they said, okay, no, we need the car for the race.
Yeah.
So,
but even in the race there wasn't...
Yeah.
But anyways, like I said...
That's why. Why? Whatchamacallit, if you look at
everybody's
Ferrari,
on that budget.
Yeah, even Russell, how long has he been on that budget?
I didn't put
that.
I didn't have any of the...
Well, then they're bullshit.
Yeah.
Because
that's what I already figured out. Because if you have to put to everybody.
Yeah, but they didn't know. They only put certain people. They didn't put the whole
thing. That's it. Because Russell, how many during the year, you think he never had an accident? He had a whole bunch of accidents.
Yeah.
And caused a whole bunch of accidents.
Even on a Singapore. Don't tell me that thing didn't cost over $1 million.
They probably had to change the engine.
Probably even the gearbox.
The gearbox and everything, So you guys didn't like this race at all? You don't like this
race? No, he liked it. I
liked the race because I liked the... I know we knew already that Ferrari wasn't going to...
No.
It wasn't going to perform.
I was expecting a little bit better, though.
Yeah.
But
I wasn't expecting McLaren to be that...
Because their tires degraded faster. But everybody had that problem. But Mercedes had that problem, too.
But did you
hear them... Russell asked, give me the target speed I need to hit.
Lap time. Yeah.
So the guy goes, 137.4.
I can't do it.
No, he didn't say I can't do it. Okay, thanks. He never hit 137.4. Let's say 137s. In the 137s, high 137s. He never hit 137. So why ask a stupid question? When you know you can't do it.
Qualifying or a race?
No,
it was during the race.
During the race.
Yeah, because he wanted to catch up to the Ferrari.
Because he wanted to do only one stop, right?
Yeah.
So he needed a specific lap time to...
Yeah, lap time. You need.
But they were telling him, this is the lap time we need from you to do a one stop, right?
Yeah.
But he was never hitting that lap time.
But no, he wouldn't be able to hit. Because first of all, they went on a yellow, right? And then he went on a hard.
Yeah, everybody was a yellow and hard.
Yeah, but the first...
But he went way ahead on a hard.
No. When he was on the yellow, that's when he asked for it. Because he was the last, almost the last guy out on the yellow. He made it last like 29 laps or something.
25 laps. And he went to the limit on the yellows. But
it cost him anyways. It cost him...
Yeah, cost him.
That's what I was...
But this is the other thing. The commentators were saying, oh, if Russell keeps on this lap he's time after his engineer told him you have to hit 137.4 to stay in the game.
You know they're biased.
Over here, they were saying, oh, later on, Russell's fighting McLaren.
I don't know what on your channel what they were saying, but on the Italian channel they were saying that he was gonna be in second place if he kept, he was able to do it, but he wasn't able to do it. So they right away, as soon as the
not even his engineers told him you could not do it.
That's the whole point.
So you ask this question, the guy tells you the answer, what he needs. Five laps later, you haven't hit your target.
And that's what the Italian TV said. Well, if you're going to continue like this, he's never going to make it.
That's it. But then, when Leclerc boxed, they were saying, this is all happening good for Russell because he's going to be fighting.
Because he already had changed his tires.
No, not yet. Again, you don't understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He's never hit that 137.4.
No.
No, I understand that he never heard because
so
I've seen it.
How could you, if you don't hit the target lap time that the guy's telling you,
you're never going to fight the guy.
You never hit it in five laps in those five laps.
So how could
the Sky reporter say, this is going good for...
You know that these guys are biased, okay? You know that. And secondly... Like you just finished saying, after five laps, the guy did that. But who goes to tell you that? The guys in the front, they see you that you're catching up to them, you're doing 137. The guys are going to do 136 because they had the capability of doing it. I think that Verstappen wouldn't read this.
You know.
You think that Russell wouldn't? Norris. Think he wouldn't realize this? What are they stupid in the front? Just smart.
Did you see the lap time when they told Verstappen told the team, he goes, okay, I'm gonna do the fast lap now.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna ease off on the tires. When he did his fast lap, okay. He did it right away as soon as he got the brand new tires, okay? He did a what? A 134 something?
Yeah.
There's no way anybody was going to hit a 134.
Yeah, but...
Nobody, not even Norris. Norris was just looking at this is my best lap, 135 something.
And it's crazy because during qualifications, the guy was getting 139, then 138.
On used tires.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
That's an impressive
tire.
And then he gets a brand new tires, means obviously he's going to hit that 134.
No, you won't.
No, I was talking about Verstappen.
Verstappen
killed that. He goes, this is what I could do with the car. Look,
and
I'm just playing.
He has 134 on a qualifying.
But then, we all know that the Red Bull is...
It's like the Italian TV said. It's not Red Bull, it's Max Bull.
Yeah,
no.
Because Perez is not doing shit for them.
No, that's why I said. That's why I said last week. If you take out Verstappen out of the equation, Red Bull is not.
Mercedes in first place, Ferrari is in second.
Yeah,
and you know,
and McLaren is going to be.
And it's bad to see that a person had a great beginning of a season.
Yeah,
he was beating
Verstappen. Yeah.
So you could tell right away that you could tell that as soon as he gets a bit of pressure from another opponent, he's not good.
He crumbled.
So with that Perez, he caused the accident
twice.
With Albon at the very beginning.
Albon and Bottas.
And then Bottas. Does he get any penalties for that?
Not Bottas.
5 seconds.
The Bottas was that at the beginning.
No.
Got 5 seconds.
You got five seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because when he hit Bottas on lap 12, Bottas eventually had to his car had to retire at lap 15.
That was he hit Magnussen, not Bottas. Bottas was the first opening lap.
He was the one. Okay.
Yeah.
And Perez only got the 5 second penalty for that.
Got it on
the first lap.
Yeah.
He got the five second
on the first lap.
First lap.
And when do you serve this five second?
When he went to change
pit.
His win. Yeah.
Okay. It was at the pit. I did.
But then his second accident that he did, they retired the car, right?
Because they had no more wings.
Yeah, so they had no more wing to put on this.
Now, were they respecting the limit, the budget limit on that one, or just saying, you know, fuck you, you already cut
this? They had no more. They used Max Verstappen's wing. That's it. Now you have no more.
So that's how you have to retire the guy.
Yeah, so they retired the car, right? But he got a 5-second penalty while he was retired. So, oh, so he has to come out,
mm-hmm.
or you carry it over,
and you carry it over
to the next race,
which will be
or
stupid.
You come out and
serve it.
Serve your 5 seconds.
Yeah. So he came out with a damaged car, yeah? He
no, they gave him whatever, they, yeah, damage or whatever.
No, that's whatever,
and that's it. And he came out, he served his 5 seconds, and that's it.
They told him, come in.
Come back in. But I think it was more of a punishment than anything else.
From the team or from the FIA?
From the team.
From the team.
Yeah, Horner said he was going to talk, going to have a good talk with him.
It's only
look,
normal, eh?
He caused both accidents.
Yeah.
So, you know, at a certain point, yes, I know Sainz pushed him. But at a certain point, you know, it's, if you can't make that that slam on the brakes.
Yeah. When, that, when did he, where did he start from?
Right next to Leclerc. Seventh. No, fifth.
No,
Perez was in fifth. It was Verstappen, Piastri, Norris, Leclerc, Perez fifth. Sainz was in sixth. Hamilton seventh.
Yeah, he was really
Sainz had a better start, right?
And so that's what
he
caused.
He went in between Leclerc and Perez, but Perez had Mercedes Hamilton next to him. So when Sainz squeezed him, right, he moved and hit Hamilton, right? Then when he came back, he hit Bottas, and then everything went to everywhere.
To shit, yeah.
Yeah, because the worst part, I think, okay, is in the mid-pack. You know, 6, 7, but 8, yeah, 10. Yeah. Those are the worst of them all.
Yeah, because
okay?
You have no space.
You have no space because everybody's going one direction.
Yeah.
And this is what it's bad also. Then every time that the Ferraris are in the 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Yeah, you're scared.
You know, I don't want to see it because I know that somebody's going to hit them or you're going to hit somebody or you're going to be late on your brakes.
Yeah.
And that's always what happens. It's always that section over there that gets into trouble. And then if you have one guy reckless, if you may heaven forbid, Russell's in there,
yeah,
you're going to have a ping pong.
Yeah. The best.
It was Perez on magnets in lap 12.
The best thing is, did you see Verstappen, how he defended against both McLarens? You didn't see?
No, I didn't.
He slowed down Piastri.
Yeah.
Because Piastri had a very good start. Okay. So he left the door open for Norris to go straight, right? So Norris went completely, right? He passed him. Then he noticed, okay, so now I have to go get that guy. So before the corner, he goes, okay, you're not going through.
He got the car.
He came right after.
Yeah, because he had the inner track, obviously.
Yeah, he had the inner track.
You're not coming.
Because in order for Norris to get to retain that first place, he had to go by the outer track.
Yeah.
But then obviously, if the inner track is coming in,
Norris has to go a right-handed turn, he's got the momentum. But the thing is that the guy,
he's still defended both cars.
I don't want to prize him, but
you should.
No,
he's
I don't
a great
give
driver.
Any prizes to the guy, but you have to give whatever it is for his. It's right, you know, because he's a smart driver. I mean, I seen him in Singapore, and they knew that the weekend was going to be over. So he says, "I'll do the maximum I can.
Pretty
I'll
cool.
have fun for it."
Yeah.
But then Japan, I know that I'm going to be good.
So. And did you see his commentary? Then he goes, "You have anything?"
Like,
no, he goes, "Zero problems."
You know, it's like. It's like, okay, so what? I have a bad race. It's not me. But nevertheless, you see where he finished.
Yeah.
Fifth.
For a car that he had.
Where is Perez?
Imagine.
With the same type of equipment.
Nowhere.
Nowhere to be seen. And this is where, you know, I question Horner's decision of hiring this guy. I mean, he had a lot of people he could have...
Well,
taken in.
Look at the Lawson there. I'm sure he's going to step into that seat.
I think so too.
Because he's outperforming even the other guy. What's his name?
Sonoda. You know what? Speaking of that guy, I think he was the most disappointing driver. He didn't make any points in Japan, that guy, his hometown. He couldn't pull it off.
It's not him.
With a car like that, what do you want?
But still, with a car like that, Liam Lawson beat him.
Yeah. I know. I mean, yes. Sonoda has been there for six, 7 years now.
I don't think it's. Well, maybe. Yeah, maybe. close to that.
And this guy, you know, it depends on the talent, you know. I mean, here you're talking about talent. I remember one year, the FIA and the F1 there started putting together that no more driving assist and none of that anymore. A driver has to be a driver on a car. Remember?
Yeah.
And what happened? Only the cream came up and everybody else was all the way down. So you notice how many bad drivers there were.
Yeah.
Well, you can't call them bad drivers because they're coming up. They were coming up in the era where they had traction control and everything. Yeah. Then they go to F1 where they don't have.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So. This race here, you actually notice how much G-force they really absorb these drivers.
At when you, one point when you're it was a
5.6. Five point,
yeah.
5.6
yeah,
G-force.
You faint, no?
You're at that point where you're all your body it's just shifted out of your body.
Five times your body weight?
Yeah, it's five times your body weight. If the guy is 100...
200 pounds.
Pounds.
It's 600 pounds. Mm.
Yeah,
five times.
That's why they ensure that they're all like people.
So,
Mansell was fat.
In modern times, that's why they ensure they're light. The same thing a jockey on top of a horse has to be super light.
Yeah, no, but these cars are pulling more G's than the cars before.
Yeah.
These cars
are quicker on the air.
Yeah. Because they stay.
Yeah, it's a technology, they get better.
Yeah,
so
but the man is not getting better.
Mm. But it's a 5.6 G's there. They're breathing to keep the blood flow in the brain over there.
So. But I think which year was it? 2004, where they had to slow down a bit of the car because the G-forces were getting
too high,
and they were already hitting 5 G's.
So. Yeah. How much did when Grosjean hit that barrier? How much did he hit it at?
Oh, 600.
Yeah. Could you imagine?
600.
Yeah, hi Frank.
Talking about the G-force.
Hi Frank, G-force that they submitted.
Over. Well, anyways, I think Ferrari did well. I think Ferrari outperformed Mercedes again and again and again.
I wish it was a bit higher, though.
Yeah.
What do you mean by higher?
How many points now are they behind Mercedes?
What? Not even fourth and fifth.
20. They only gained 2 points.
Fourth and sixth. You're almost there, Mike.
Well, yeah,
because the other team, Hamilton, finished between Sainz and Leclerc.
It doesn't matter. They're in a striking distance.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it's only
Qatar,
20 points, and they're
and
still...
Qatar is going to... looks like it favors Ferrari again.
Speaking of Qatar, I don't think... I'm not here. You're not here?
No.
You're not here?
No.
No, you're going to be back for Qatar, no?
No. I'm not going to be back. And I can't do it remotely, so...
That's okay.
Yeah, we'll skip that one.
Break time.
Well, when is Qatar, anyways?
The 6th of October.
You're coming back. He's going to be here the 7th.
Not me. I'm going to be here on the 9th or something.
You always have to be special.
Yeah. Anyway...
But he's half Arab.
Look, I found that Leclerc actually surprised me in this race. I thought he wasn't going to finish in this race. I thought he was going to have all legal trips saying, I can't allow Sainz do better than me. I thought he was going to drive aggressively. I thought he was going to take himself out of the race. It didn't happen. So I'm sort of happy that he made it fourth place. Not on podium, but he made fourth place. He made a lot of points.
Listen.
I'm a bit minorly disappointed that Sainz didn't do better than him. But regardless, together, Ferrari has 285 points constructors. Yeah. And they're, like you said, striking distance,
the practice,
305 with Mercedes.
If you have seen the practice, Sainz wasn't there.
No, he was there.
Where was he? Behind Leclerc.
It's the decision that they told them to stay out longer. That's what bugged me. Instead of bringing them in when they needed to bring them in. They told him to stay out longer.
Yeah, you're going
to
double sack?
No, he could have in the next lap after.
Well, so then if Leclerc had the advantage, I think that Sainz should have come before him, put on the tires, And then,
but Leclerc, how much more advantage did he have? He wasn't
three
that
laps.
He wasn't that much three, faster. No, I but understand. He wasn't that much faster than Sainz. Yeah, he was what, 1/10 faster.
I think. Nevertheless, he beat Russell.
But Sainz beat Russell too.
It's just that the strategy that they did that screwed Sainz.
But did he really?
Yes, because they kept him out longer.
Yeah, but at the same time, they were saying that they were afraid of the undercut from Lewis.
Yes.
Okay?
But
so to avoid the undercut, how are you going to
do it? They still did the undercut. They still did the undercut and they still were in front.
But that's, yes, I know. It's because Sainz didn't push himself to go get after Hamilton.
Because he had no more tire.
Well, what do you mean? You had three, four laps fresher than Hamilton. The lap.
Okay. But you gave him only 15 laps to get him.
Oh, well.
If
he would have had two extra laps,
he would have taken him.
I think the calculation
was
wrong with the tires that they put on. Now, if they would have put on maybe reds.
But you couldn't no more.
I know, they couldn't. Because everybody.
You could have put reds, right?
He had 15 laps left.
15 laps.
But
the tires wasn't going to last. But I don't think
they didn't have any more reds. You're right.
Everybody
except Verstappen.
Verstappen though had a one less of whites.
What did it change for him?
He was doing lazy types.
I think half of the race he was just.
Because when he.
Look at the daisies. Oh,
nice. Yeah, no kidding.
I think everybody was lucky they didn't stop and pick up the daisies.
It would have been more interesting if he did. Yeah.
Right. Right. So if we were going to make that judgment on Friday based on the free practice, after when Leclerc was out breaking himself on that free practice, I thought that then and there I was convinced, okay, he's going to crash himself.
Why?
In the race, put himself out, and then Sainz was going to overcome.
Why? You did make judgment on that?
I did.
On a practice compared to the race? What's the matter with you?
Yes, because if you look at practice two.
Why, he didn't crash.
No, he didn't.
So? I mean, why would you make a judgment like that he's going to crash on a race? You know?
He didn't do really much. I don't know.
Didn't get himself into trouble, anyways.
Yeah, he was all by himself, anyway.
If you want, we could watch the free practice.
Yes.
Anyway.
Shit.
Anything else?
You won.
Anything else?
I still bothered with the 5-second penalty. That really bothers me. Every time they give you a 5-second penalty, is it that?
So what is it that you want? Okay, what do you want them to do?
Or about
do like before. 10
or
seconds.
Or 10 seconds standing there.
Yeah, rolling the thing. Or go through the pits.
Okay, so tell me why they didn't give Verstappen any penalties on the last race.
Well, that's what everybody's complaining about. But I'm just saying that 5 seconds double 5 seconds. Dude, remember? It's worthless. Because if you knock a guy out, now you could go back to, let's say Verstappen had any competition. So I knock him out, I get 5 seconds, and I finish second.
Yeah, but they always did that. So what's the difference?
Not before. Schumacher used to...
You have to come into the pits.
Okay, but since what? 5-6 years, everybody's looking.
Yeah, but
how many times did they knock him out?
This is what I'm saying. It's stupid now. Your 5 seconds, the thing is
if
done.
You got the 5 seconds, and depending what
before,
company.
Before, when they used to give
it.
Yeah, but before, you used to get that, you had to go through the pits.
Pits, yeah.
Okay.
So do that. If you know it's unfair. If not, we're going to go back to the Prost and Senna. Remember when Senna took out Prost?
Yeah.
Because he didn't need to score any points. And if Prost didn't score points, I'm going to be your world champion.
Schumacher wanted to do the same thing to Villeneuve. It didn't work.
Yeah, that's
so.
That's
true. Yeah, but Schumacher was ahead of points.
Isn't that what Massa is in court for?
Yeah, Massa is in court for that. And he's going to win.
I don't know if he's in
court.
He's in court, but not for accident.
No, not for accident.
It's because they called it. Because what is he actually fighting for?
Anyway? He is fighting that
the championship.
Hamilton won.
Yeah.
Okay. When Fernando Alonso.
He beat Kovalainen
His partner for Renault made an accident on purpose. So Fernando Alonso didn't win.
Yeah.
Right.
That was at Singapore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
what is that got to do with?
Let me explain.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Alonso wins that race, right?
Yes.
At the end of the season, they took away that race
victory.
Win.
Yeah.
That victory.
Okay.
From Alonso. So who was he? Massa was supposed to win, but they never gave him the win.
Who got the win?
No one.
Why not?
Because FIA ruled against it. But they knew if no one says anything. They're going to keep
the match. So he won the championship.
Won the championship on the last race. Mm.
But it actually is supposed to be Massa. Because if you're penalized, and not only that, even the team, the Renault team, was penalized because Briatore told the guy
to hit the wall. Were they penalized or not?
Yeah.
When were they penalized? They weren't penalized.
Briatore was kicked out from that team.
Yeah, he had to step down from the team, and it took that that win away. By taking that win away, he was second.
Mm-hmm.
He
was leading. Alonso wins.
He was leading the championship.
Yeah.
Right? So now he wins this thing. Even if they would have tied, he had more wins. He would have won anyways.
And
Massa.
And Todd?
Jean-Todd?
No, not Jean-Todd. With the guy from Mercedes.
Yeah, Toto Wolff.
Yeah. Toto Wolff.
Yeah.
Said he wants to see the outcome because he might go after the 8th championship against
Red Bull. Yeah. That I heard.
He said he's waiting for that.
Yeah, because when they told him,
the file is still open.
So then all this is
going to... Now he's interested because Toto Wolff explains.
Of course. Everything that goes on is FIA problems.
No, but I know
even the penalties.
I know that.
But they were.
It's all because of them that are making all these problems.
Yeah, because FIA already said... Are we on?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so now it's a racial thing. FIA only... Yeah. Looks at English.
Wait, disclaimer.
English drivers.
English teams.
That's right.
And innocent teams like Ferrari get caught for cheating that were not cheating.
Okay.
Ferrari's never cheated in the history of F1.
Okay, well, we don't know that.
Yeah, I know that.
You? Okay.
Okay.
How did you find out this?
Baker told him that.
I investigated.
This is your opinion?
I investigated.
And only your opinion.
With the help with Google and Facebook.
Okay, this is your opinion.
And Instagram.
It says opinion, but
I
think the FIA should just walk away.
Why? It was going to be a judge.
We're not the only ones that talk about FIA. Even those racist pigs on Sky.
We don't know who.
English?
Yes.
We don't know. I'm not going to say his name.
Yeah, we don't know.
Their name.
Okay, their names.
You don't know their names.
Yeah.
Okay. And Martin Brundle said FIA should walk away.
Not going to mention names, but yet you put their names.
No, but he's not.
Martin Brundle said FIA should either straighten.
Yeah, obviously, everybody's saying that.
Or leave.
Yeah. Everybody's saying right now they should leave.
I have something to say. Did you guys watch the documentary of AlphaTauri? No?
No.
Yes?
No. I wasn't interested.
You should
have. It was on Netflix.
All of you should have listened.
Is it on Netflix?
No. It was on the after the race.
No. TSN?
No. Yes. Anyway, you guys should actually watch
it. Why? What is it about?
AlphaTauri, the story of AlphaTauri. The
explain more.
Whole thing.
The clothing, it's a clothing.
No, not the clothing store. No, the Formula One team.
Okay.
Yeah,
from they went from Minardi to Red Bull to AlphaTauri, the whole story.
Oh, okay.
You should pay attention to it. And
it has something to do with the FIA?
It has to do with a lot of money and stuff.
Was it the Russian money that they got from that first driver?
No, AlphaTauri is Italian thing. I told you, Italian teams do not cheat.
Speaking of Italian team, with Minardi.
I told you that already.
Minardi was a good team.
Yes. But they had no money, zero money.
Yeah, I know, but I wasn't going to be a member of that team.
They had the most
fun. I was with Benetton.
Jesus. I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about the story behind it. You should guys pay attention to it.
And did you hear about Benetton's story?
I don't know who gives a shit about Benetton's
story. The colors of Benetton? Is it clothing lines?
Yeah.
It was. It was a very number one in the world.
Yeah.
It's still going on.
Sometimes you bring up
that's because it became diesel.
Really?
Shut up!
This guy comes out with anything.
Benetton became diesel.
Yes.
It's the son of Francesco Benetton.
That is diesel.
Now as
Giuseppe Diesel. I just omit this comment because it's totally false.
He's totally
100% false.
It's like Francesco Muti.
Hey, where are you going?
Francesco Muti.
Francesco Muti is doing tomatoes.
Because he came out of the clothing manufacturer.
Okay, guess.
Okay, Qatar, who's winning first?
Ferrari, 1 and 2.
I think Google is brainwashed.
Brainwashed him completely.
Francesco Muti.
That is the one that drove to catch the tomato.
Yeah. And was taught by...
Yeah, that was him. It wasn't an actor.
If you look... No, it is actually him. If you look, he has a Benetton shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Frank, Ferrari and Qatar.
I say 1 and 3.
Who's taking the one?
Saints.
Not Leclerc. No, he's no longer the first driver.
Yeah, that is the first driver.
Leclerc is a real idiot.
Yeah, he is. I agree.
Oh, sorry, I shouldn't say that.
Why not?
No, because
he's not performing. You're allowed to say that.
He's not from anywhere.
From Monaco.
He's not from anywhere.
Okay.
Carlos.
He's got a red and white flag.
I say 4th and 5th again.
Based on what?
But Qatar.
Yeah,
because
Mercedes, McLaren, and Red Bull are still
around.
Of course, not as famous as.
No, don't listen. Why are you Ferrari. Listening to him? What is he?
I ask a question.
Yes, I told you.
What did you tell me?
That has a really long street.
Who cares? Is it a street?
Yeah,
it's in the desert. Since when is there streets in the desert?
Yeah, it's where they have those things.
It's a camel race.
The dooms. The sand dooms.
I was interrupted.
Okay, are we done?
You always interrupt.
No, me.
Qatar, yes?
Second and third.
My God.
I said 1 and 3.
Okay, good.
Okay.
And one
four and Saints. Fifth, fourth and fifth. You, Joy.
I'm no longer a fan of Leclerc, so he's going to be intense.
No longer
a fan of that young guy.
How come?
It's because he's for Ferrari.
Young buck, you. Oh, young.
Yeah, I'm that's why I'm happy for Norris. I find that he was the driver of their day.
They always say.
Yeah, but you were happy for George Russell. You were happy for.
No, he was happy.
He sucks
with
too.
Norris.
Norris. All of a sudden, he sucks.
I'm also happy that Hulkenberg didn't do well.
And Piastri, you're not happy.
I'm also happy that Magnussen didn't do well.
You're not happy.
Yeah. What about Norris? It's all about Ferrari.
Direct competitor to Ferrari.
How good he was today.
And Verstappen, you're not happy? He's a young buck. You think he's old? What?
Look, Piastri deserved that contract extension to 26 because he's good.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
Really?
Yeah. But tell me, why do you come to a Ferrari podcast?
I asked him last week.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
when they do is McLaren, young bucks of the crap.
Yeah. It's okay that he goes with the young buck, but the young buck is who?
But he was in
Norris.
He was in love with Norris. Remember?
Yeah. From the beginning.
At least if Norris went with Ferrari, okay, I understand.
Means he should, but unfortunately, he got his extension. Then he's going.
He doesn't want to come. To go outside.
He's not going to come now to Ferrari.
Everybody sells out to Ferrari.
Yeah, but he's not going to come to Ferrari.
He doesn't want to.
Why? Because you're going to take Hamilton first.
He's a no one.
No.
Anyways, Leclerc 10,
and Sainz is going to be a third.
Ferrari has somebody on the side there.
Before it was Mick Schumacher, the guy that didn't pull it off.
Schwartzman.
The Israeli driver.
Schwartzman, he's going to replace Leclerc like this.
Schwartzman should take right away now.
They're not going to take him right away. They extended Leclerc's slow drive.
Yeah, it's not official. We're still talking about it.
I know. But I know what they told Sainz.
No.
After Singapore. Apparently, this is where rumors have it.
I'm not Google again.
No, it wasn't Google. No, it was X.
Yeah, Yahoo.
It was X.
They
told them to look for another seat.
Yeah. And did you see on X that he's dressed in Mercedes suit?
No, that's not true.
No. But yeah, the other thing is true. Okay, come on, hurry up. What do you think?
He said one and two.
Who
one
was that?
Max, last guy.
I don't know where he's seen it.
Qatar.
Who? Did you see it?
No.
Saints.
I don't know.
Saints with Mercedes.
4 and 6.
5, 4, and 6. Because Schwartzman's going to work his way.
What are you guys talking about?
Make Hamilton retire to get another older guy.
Who is this?
Who? Saints.
Saints is not old.
He's 29.
27.
Jesus, get your facts straight.
Yeah.
Stop throwing out just numbers like that off the top of your head.
And,
he's 27.
X and American Online said that he was 27.
American Online.
American.com.
Remember OAL?
AOL.
Yeah,
American Online.
Stupid idiot.
Okay, bye.